magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, July 8th, 2015. I have what I believe is a fun program laid out for you today, as there's some very interesting songs, maybe some you've never heard before, along with a number of giveaways. As this being our 20th year, I'm needing to empty out some of our prizes of this big cabinet filled with books and CDs and other ministry resources. So I've pulled out a number of Voice Listener Radio surveys that people have filled out at past Singing Men concerts, the recent Ivan Parker event. Maybe they've mailed them in after picking them up at various locations. I think we still have about 30 or 40 places that house our Tootsie Pop displays that include Voice of the Listener Radio surveys in our program guides. Others filled them out at the Homer Soda Festival and mailed them in, or maybe at a past radio event. So I have a big pile of them, and maybe over the coming weeks I'm going to start pulling them out at random just to give away some various good gifts. So stay with me. Your name may be called, and the songs I picked out, this first one will hopefully tickle you, as they say. It's called The Laughing Song by the Gaither Vocal Band. And then I have lined up Kevin Mills' rendition of Angels Watching Over Me, Heaven by Dallas Holmes, and that real interesting arrangement by Ron Perry, where he utilizes the melody of The Lion Sleeps Tonight, but changes the lyrics, and it's more like The King Was Born Tonight. So we'll see if we have time to fit in those four songs. Oh, you may ask, where is co-host Pastor Jason? Still enjoying a much-needed vacation. And when we touched base yesterday and he told his wife that he was going to receive a call and we'd do the program over the phone lines, Tasha, his wife, gave him one of those looks that kind of said he's on vacation. So we're going to allow him to continue to have the day off, and we should have him back in the studio so he can be a part of the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. All right, to set the mood for some fun, interesting giveaways, and a variety of music, here's The Laughing Song by the Gaither Vocal Band.
Oh, my name is Ticklish Reuben, from way down in Old Vermont. I've been tickled by almost everything. I've been tickled by a feather, I've been tickled by a wasp, I've been tickled by a yellow bumblebee.
That's all, folks.
As it says in Job chapter 8, verse 12, he will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. What a great passage. You wouldn't believe that one would be in Job, would you? In fact, it took me a minute or two to find Job. I haven't been visiting that book for some time. But what a great one. He will fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. Now, come on, didn't that song, it either did one of two things. It made you laugh and smile, or you turned off the radio and so you're no longer with me. But I think that's a great rendition by the Gaither Vocal Band. Okay, time to give away some various books that I've pulled out of our prize cabinet. These go to people that have filled out our Voice Listener Radio survey. And you may say, but Mark, I never received one. Well, call in and we can tell you maybe a location where they're nearby, or mail you one along with our updated program guide, or plan on attending one of our future radio events. We always have them available for you to fill out. All right, the first winner will receive a copy of Charles Stanley's The Spirit-Filled Life, Discover the Joy of Surrendering to the Holy Spirit. And this will go to Skip Neely, married to Anne, lives in Champaign. So we'll get that in the mail. All right, the next winner is Mark Combs from Rantoul. He's going to get a copy of Charles Stanley's Man of God, Leading Your Family by Allowing God to Lead You. He's filled out this Voice Listener Radio survey. Let's see, his favorite weekday programs, Ravi Zacharias, Tony Evans. He likes all sorts of music, listens on the weekend. He's prayed for the radio ministry, financially supported it, told others about it, corresponded with the ministry, and he listens to both WGNJ and WGNN. And we'll give him also a discovery series, What Does the Bible Say About Patience? Hey, whatever you do, don't pray for patience, or God will give you more than you can maybe handle, and you'll learn patience the hard way. But I guess that's good if God's the trainer. Okay, let's see, another one. This will go to Les Schluter, married to Kathy, lives in Royal. He's going to get the national bestseller, Financial Peace, revisited by Dave Ramsey. New chapters on marriage, single, kids, and families. And as I look at Les's Voice Listener Radio survey, he likes all the weekday programs, including Adventures in Odyssey. He's been listening about 8 or 9 years. Loves the Gospel Greats on the weekend, along with Ranger Bill. He learned about the station at a church event. His comments, suggestions, would love to hear more Southern Gospel music on your station. Listens a variety of times, and we appreciate, Les, you filling out this Voice of Listener Radio survey. All right, another quick winner is Jeanette Durham, married to Harold, lives in Fisher, and she's going to get a copy of Charles Stanley's Waiting on God, Strength for Today, and Hope for Tomorrow. A nice hardcover edition. In fact, the last two books are all hardcover, so these are some good resources. And let's see, Jeanette listens mainly to 102.5 FM, has listened for about 10 years at home in Fisher, likes a variety of music. On the weekend, she says, I like it all, such a blessing to me, thank you. How did she discover Great News Radio? Through a friend. And looks like she listens a lot of the time from 8 a.m. till about 4:30 p.m. Well, thank you, Jeanette, for filling out this Voice Listener Radio survey. All right. We have some more giveaways, but let's play some music. And I picked out a couple of real interesting selections. This first one, Angels Watching Over Me by our friend Kevin Mills. In fact, it was a 10-year-old, his name escapes me, that really liked him and said, Mark, you got to listen to this artist. And that's when Kevin had his first CD out. That was maybe 10 or 12 years ago, but I like this arrangement. I like the music, and it's really smooth sounding, and Kevin has that deep bass voice. And we'll follow Angels Watching Over Me with Heaven by Dallas Home, and that's a real interesting arrangement, making it sound old-fashioned, like a scratchy record, or 45, as they would say. But the message is solid, and you probably haven't heard this song in a long time. That's Heaven by Dallas Home. But first up, here's Angels Watching Over Me by Kevin Mills.
It's all night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me. Well, I went down to the valley to pray, angels watching over me, my Lord. My soul got happy, I stayed all day, angels watching over me. It's all night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me.
Now when my heart is sad and blue,
watching over me, my Lord.
Ooh, I call on him to see me through.
Angels watching over me.
Oh,
all night, all night. Angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day. Angels watching over me.
Well, if you get there before I do,
angels watching over me, my Lord.
Tell all my friends I'm coming too.
Angels watching over me. All night, all day.
All night.
Angels watching over me,
my Lord.
All night, all day. Angels watching over me.
Yes, you've tuned in to Great News Radio, playing some new arrangements with golden oldies. Of course, that's not that old, maybe about 10 or 12 years old, though it sounded a lot older. It was by Dallas Home. The song title was Heaven. All right, time for some more giveaways. This book called Windows on Easter by Bill Crowder will go to Cindy Wendell from Farmer City. Cindy has attended a lot of radio events. supports the ministry monthly, enjoys Mark and Friends, David Jeremiah, Focus on the Family, Insight for Living, likes all types of music. On the weekends, she enjoys Ranger Bill and Paws and Tails. A friend told her about Great News Radio. The next winner up is Sharon Sizemore, married to CJ, who's the manager of the Singing Men of GNN. He's been volunteering for a number of years, helping out in that capacity. It's kind of eased some of my burden. She's going to get The World Is Not Ours to Save, Finding the Freedom to Do Good by Tyler Wig Stevenson. She lists some of her favorite weekday programs, Mark and Friends, Focus on the Family, David Jeremiah, Alistair Begg. How long have you listened? Since the beginning. And that means about 20 years now. She likes all sorts of music. On the weekend, she loves Joey Kroll's Sunday program, David Jeremiah, Front Page Jerusalem. And then she lists some other favorite artists. So Sharon, expect this book in the next couple days. Thanks for filling out Voice of the Listener Radio surveys. All right, time for another one. This will go to George Hawthorne, married to Louise, lives in Sydney, Illinois, and they're going to get How to Pray by R.A. Torrey. It's a moody classic. And what's George have to say about Great News Radio? He likes a variety of music. His favorite weekend programs are Charles Stanley. Favorite artists are Ivan Parker, the Gaither Vocal Band, Guy Penrod. So he likes, obviously, Southern Gospel. We'll start listening to the Singing Men of GNN. We enjoyed you all greatly. So he must have been at the Ivan Parker concert. All right, I got a few more gifts to give away, but let's hear from Ron Perry. I so appreciate his rendition of The Lion Sleeps Tonight with what he calls sanctified lyrics. Those are just lyrics that are much more God-honoring than the original arrangement. He keeps the same tune and melody, but replaces the words, telling a Christian story. Here's Ron Perry's version of The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
A child is born tonight.
Yes, you're tuned in to Great News Radio. That's just a classic. I love how he's put together those lyrics with that familiar and favorite tune for many. That was Ron Perry. You'll hear that occasionally on like a Friday or Saturday. I just think it's such a fun song, and I love the message. And in those 3 or 4 minutes, he communicates the gospel. I think he's produced 4 or 5 different CDs that he calls Sanctified Oldies, which just means where he's taken some rock and roll songs or popular songs from the past, changed the lyrics, and made them much more God-honoring through honoring the Lord Jesus Christ or telling a gospel story or pointing people towards God. All right, we're short on time. Let me just mention a few names. Bonnie Milliken, married to Tim, lives in Urbana. She's going to receive Charles Stanley's Emotions, Confront the Lies, Conquer the Truth. Another hard copy. Daniel Lee from Rossville is going to receive Stepping Up, A Call to Courageous Manhood by Dennis Rainey. Another hard copy. These are some good resources going out. And our last gift will go to Mike Ritchie from Cerro Gordo. He'll receive Charles Stanley's Man of God, Leading Your Family by Allowing God to Lead You. I should also mention that all the winners today that have filled out Voice Listener Radio surveys will also receive a coupon for a free appetizer at the Texas Roadhouse. So we appreciate our friends at the Texas Roadhouse in Champaign. Stop in, say hi to the manager, Jeff, and enjoy that cactus blossom, those cheesy potato skins. I don't know what else they have, that pickle thing, but a free appetizer will go to all these winners today. Well, I'll close out with a portion of Sayamba by Linda McKechnie, and hope and pray that you'll be grounded in God's Word today, encouraged by the message that He loves you and He has a plan and purpose for your life. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.